This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. Russian police arrested more than 3,000 people Saturday in nationwide protests calling for the release of leading opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
Navalny had called on his supporters to take to the streets. After being arrested last weekend on his return to Moscow, the first time since being poisoned with a military-grade nerve agent in August. In central Moscow, Reuters reporters estimated at least 40,000 people gathered in one of the biggest unauthorized rallies in years. Police beat protesters with batons, bundled them into police vans. They chanted freedom for Navalny, but also Putin is a thief and disgrace. Navalny and his supporters hope the mass demonstrations will pressure the authorities to let him go. The ex-lawyer accuses Vladimir Putin of ordering his killing, which the Russian president denies.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. President Joe Biden held his first phone call with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Saturday, who said he looked forward to working with the new U.S. president, including tackling climate change. Johnson used the call with Biden to welcome the announcements that the United States would rejoin the 2015 Paris Climate Accord and the World Health Organization. The two leaders also discussed the prospects of a free trade deal. On Twitter, Johnson wrote, "Great to speak to President Biden this evening. I look forward to deepening the long-standing alliance between our two countries as we drive a green and sustainable recovery from COVID-19. A spokeswoman for the prime minister said the leaders also discussed the benefits of a potential free trade deal between Britain and the United States. On Friday, Biden spoke to Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. This is VOA News.